No. They gave me too small of a shirt, John. Even though the shirt I was wearing was already small enough, you know. That was my off-season plan, not to get bigger, just to get smaller shirts.
JJ, what was it like for you to be back out there today and just be out there with the guys? And where would you rate where you are now as opposed to when we talked to you a couple months ago?
Yeah, it felt really good. I mean, it's just great to be back in the building with the guys, to be back around the team. Obviously, in the situation that I was in the last season, for me, it's just so nice to be back in meetings, back at, in the swing of things with the guys and around the team. And it's just fun. That's really, when you're away from the game for a long time, that's probably the biggest thing you miss is the teammates, the camaraderie, the chemistry. So we have a really good group of guys. We have a great team. And just really looking forward to continuing to grow and strive with these guys to be the best we can be. I feel very good. Obviously, it's a long off season, and there's plenty of time to continue to improve and grow. But I think that everybody's done a great job, and I'm very fortunate to have good people around me, obviously. But my body feels really good, so I'm really looking forward to this whole off season process and the OTAs and getting back into just playing football. I think that's the biggest thing, is I just want to play football and can't wait to get back out there and play some ball.
What was it like?
Barry, what's going on, man? How are you? Nice to see you still roaming the streets.
Still here.
What was the question? Sorry, I was distracted by your head.
What was it like sitting there and watching the emergence of Clowney last year?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was a lot of fun to watch. Obviously played very well, and I think our whole defense played really well. Those guys, it was a lot of fun to watch them play, see them grow throughout the year, see them overcome a lot of adversity, and it's exciting. I think that's exciting to come back into that swing and know that there's areas where I can help and improve, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, we have a good group of guys, really good chemistry, really good core group of guys, so it's going to be a great year.
JJ, speaking of the Rockets, what did you think of the team last night, but specifically what Pat Beverly was able to do?
Pat's the man. I love that guy. The guys played awesome. Obviously, a big win for those guys. It's a lot of fun. I think there's a ton of excitement around Houston. I mean, the way James played all year long, the way those guys have really played all year, it's a blast to watch. It's great to be a part of it and to be able to have that to root for in your city. But Pat last night, I mean, I think he had like 21 points, 11 rebounds. I mean, the guy was just absolutely killing it. His intensity is the best. I mean, I was sitting there in the sidelines. I'm getting fired up, want to get in the game. That dude knocks him out. I was like, okay, we may have a problem. You're messing with my guy, Pat. So it was a lot of fun. He's just so intense. And then that one time he came over to me and was just staring me in the face for like 15 seconds. I was like, Pat, I don't know what you want me to do here, man. I can't really do anything. He's just staring me down. My girlfriend looked at me. She's like, that was kind of cool, and it was kind of awkward all at the same time. I was like, yeah, it was. I didn't know what to do. But he just has a way of getting you fired up. He's like the Wolverine out there, and he's fearless. I love the way that guy plays, and so it was a lot of fun to watch him put on a show.
JJ, what are your thoughts on Mike Vrabel becoming the defensive coordinator now? What's different? I know you guys haven't even started the program yet. What's different about him in that role, and what's it like still having Rack in the building?
Yeah, I think Mike's obviously very, very qualified. He's an extremely smart football mind. He's a guy who loves the game, who obviously had a great career as a player, who's a brilliant coach. He knows what he's doing. But I think the big bonus in all of that is the fact that we still have Romeo Crennel on our staff. He's such a good coach. He's such a good man. Just a guy to have around the program with so much knowledge. He knows he can pick the right spots and say the right things. And I think for us to be able to have two minds like that, when most teams would kill to have one defensive coordinator with those types of skills, I think we're very fortunate. And we're all really excited about it and to see what happens and where it goes from here.
I know you've always been extremely motivated and loved to play football, but after having to sit out really for the first time in your life, is this the most motivated, most eager you've ever been to get back on the field?
I'm very, very excited. There's no question about that. I think, you're away from the game for a year. Like I've said many times before, it reaffirms how much you love it, how passionate you are about it, how badly you want to get out there and play with your teammates and just enjoy the game. I can't wait. It really is. I mean, every game is so exciting and every practice is so exciting, but I think, yeah, there is definitely a little bit of something there just being away for so long and knowing that, you know, I've had all this time to continue to build up and I've had time for the passion to grow and for the fire to keep burning bigger and bigger. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, but I've also learned a lot over that time that where I need to make sure that I balance myself and not get overly crazy in the off season and things like that. So I think it's been a really good time for me, but it's definitely time for me to start playing some football again, that's for sure.
It's been a few years, but I'm sure you remember your draft process, and now that your brother TJ is going through it, like, have you given him any advice, and what has it been like seeing someone else in your family kind of go through what you've already been through?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, with Derek going through it a couple years ago, and now TJ, I've been working out with TJ for the last couple months back home since the combine. Derek was back home working out with us, so it's such a unique and special bond that we get to have in that, you know, we're all going through something that most kids kill to go through, just, you know, family would kill to have one kid go through it, and we're so fortunate to get three people go through it. But yeah, he's so similar to me. It's like, but he's farther along than I was at that point in the process. I mean, he's a lot better player than I was at that time. He has a lot, you know, more to grow even than I had. I think he's a really special player, and it's been a lot of fun to watch him go through the process. And he's so hungry, and he's just itching to learn and grow as a person, as a player. So he's always asking questions. He's always wanting to compete in the workouts. And same with Derek. I mean, it's a lot of fun in those workouts because it's three NFL athletes in the same family, and every single day we're competing in the workouts, whether it's the sprints or the jumps or the lifts. Like, everything is a competition. I think that's what makes you better. That's what makes you grow. And, I mean, ultimately that's probably part of the reason we are where we are today, because it's been like that our whole life, whether it was just playing in the backyard and punting the ball and trying to down it on the one-yard line. We always wanted to be the best, and I think that's really what's led us to the point we are today, and that's what's going to lead us to wherever we go in the future, whether it's TJ, me, or Derek. We're always just trying to be the best we can be to help our teams win.
JJ, how difficult was it for you to host the Super Bowl last year but be on the outside looking in?
Yeah, it was very bittersweet, obviously. I mean, but I think the city of Houston did a fantastic job. Obviously, that's the game we want to play in. That's the game every team wants to play in. But I think the city of Houston did a great job hosting. I think gave the world a chance to see what Houston's all about, and I think they did a great job. And it's such a special city. The people here are so great. Obviously, that's our goal, is to go out there and to bring one of those back home here.
You talked about how you've had to change your process and your preparation given some of the injuries that you've had. How difficult was that, if at all, to do something different and still maintain trust that despite the differences in the process, you'll still have the same results?
Yeah, I think that's something that I went through a little bit more last year because, obviously, you go through all that stuff I went through last offseason, and part of you wants to hold on to what you did in the past and be like, well, this is what I did to get here. I want to continue doing that. But as you get through it and you grow and you learn and you really – I mean, I had a lot of time, so I dove into, you know, the research behind everything and understanding how you can do certain things without putting yourself at risk. So I've grown as a person. I've learned a lot, and I've really talked with so many people, and we've kind of created a program and a plan where I can get the results I want without necessarily putting myself at risk in those situations. So it's been good. I've had a lot of help from a lot of great people. It's all about, basically, what it comes down to is you have to build confidence, both in yourself and in your team, obviously. And the only way you can do that is by putting in the work and putting in the time. You can never fake confidence. You can't yourself into thinking that you're good enough when you know for a fact you didn't put in the work, you didn't put in the time. So for me, that's where it all comes down to, is making sure that I put in that time, making sure that I put in that effort, so that when I step on that field, I know for a fact that I can step out there confident and strong, and I can go out there and dominate because I put in the work. There's nothing to be worried about when you put in the work. The only time you have to be nervous or anxious for a game is when you didn't put in the work and you're just hoping you're good enough. That's not a situation I ever want to be in.
Comparing to previous off seasons, do you have any physical limitations as far as, you know, practice and going forward for this season?
I think that'll all be up to the coaches and the trainers. I think we'll probably put some sort of plan in place just to limit overall reps throughout the season, because obviously there's a ton of reps in the season, and the game reps being the most important ones, the ones that affect the result. But, I mean, it mostly comes down to my workouts and just making sure that I'm very smart in my workouts, and like we talked about before, creating a plan where I don't put myself at risk. But when you really think about it, football is a game of uncertainties. You go out there, you don't know how you're going to have to twist and run and turn. You can't really control what happens on the field. What I can control is my workouts. I can control what I'm doing in the weight room, what I'm doing on the practice field, to make sure that I limit all those risks. And so that's what we control. We control the things we can control, and then you go out there and you play, and you just let it fly and obviously hope for the best.
JJ, we know you're motivated. We know you're going to work. Coming back from these back injuries like this can be difficult. There are questions out there saying, can JJ be as good or better than he was? Do you have those questions?
Nah. And I see them all. I know them all. I've heard them all. You hear doubters. You hear everything. I've heard everything from, you know, you get constantly injured and things like that. I mean, these are the first games I ever missed this last season. So it's not like I've been hurt every single year. It's not like it's been some sort of like over and over again thing. It was a very serious last year for me. It was a very tough year for me. But the only way I can ever be as good as I want to be is if I'm confident in it. Like I was trying to explain before, it's the only way I'll ever be truly the player that I want to get back out there and be, and for my teammates and for these fans, is to go out there and be confident and to work my ass off every single day and to just be who I know I can be. If something happens, it happens. But all I can do is go out there and be as smart and play as hard as I possibly can and try and be the best teammate I can be for these guys. And that's all I'm going to do, because that's the only way I know how to play. And if I'm out there trying to second-guess myself, if I'm out there wondering if I'm good enough, then I'm not going to be good anyway. So there's no point in going out there and playing. All I can do is give it everything I have every single day, whether it's practice, the meetings, film. I'm going to give it everything I have, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to play the game the way I know how to play it, with energy, with enthusiasm, with excitement, rally around the teammates, have a lot of fun, and just enjoy football again, because once something's taken away from you like it was from me, all you want to do is get back out there, have fun, enjoy yourself, and play with your teammates. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to give it everything I got. I feel great, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
JJ, Bill O'Brien recognized David Quisenberry and his comeback from cancer during the meeting. Yeah. Just your thoughts on David and what he's meant to you as a teammate and what he's meant to do.
I mean, it's incredible. To have such an inspirational story right in your own building is really special. And I think to see everything that David's gone through, to see how hard he fought and the battles that he's gone through, and I mean, it's hard enough to beat cancer, just to beat cancer, but to want to come back and play in the National Football League and to want to have that drive, have that desire to put all the work in that it takes. I mean, he's an absolute inspiration to myself. He's an inspiration to our entire locker room, I'm sure to an entire city and people all over. But DQ, he's a hell of a guy. I think he's a guy you want to go to battle with. He's a guy you run through a wall for because you know he'd do the exact same thing for you. And I think he's a special player. He's a special guy. We're very lucky to have him. And I'm fortunate to know him and have him as a friend, much less a teammate. You know, I mean, he's a special guy. Thank you, guys.